right, we picked up John. Thanks for joining, everyone. Hope everyone had a good week and a good weekend. Weather held out nicely for a majority of the week there. Had a little spurt of rain on Sunday morning, but that was kind of in and out of there fairly quickly, depending on where you were. Further north got a little bit more than further south, so it was just kind of hit and miss with that. But other than that, it looked like it was a nice weekend and week overall. All right, first up to the list, we're going to start out with Rob, KC8SDL, standby WADW. Good evening, Rob.
Well, Charlie 8, YVF in the group, Charlie 8, kids out to live. Good evening, Rob, everybody on the net. Yeah, it's a net here. I want to see you see a few videos of the Carolyn yourself. I had a ball. It rained a little bit Sunday morning for maybe 45 minutes, and the rest of the day went great for the rest of the show of the Carol engine and tractor. So, yep, run my engine. I didn't run my big one because that Magneto I got, that Magneto died in a natural cause. And my buddy is going to take it to Portland, Indiana later on this month. They have a big show down there. And they have it's like the engine world of Xenia, Ohio. Okay, I'm benching. Excuse me. Anyways, there's a couple guys that repairs Magneto, so he's going to take it down there and have it checked out. I think the magnets in the Magneto might be charged up. It might need charging. So there's no problem about that, but he had a good time with the engine show. Yeah, I haven't been on an HF for almost a week since Wednesday morning, so I kind of back in the saddle. And I did check in on the GatorNet tonight on HF, and boy, the van guys are not happy on HF, especially 40 meters, so I kind of gave up. I got relayed in by NJ2US, and I could hear him pretty good, but he's got quite the station here in Cape May, New Jersey. Anyways, I'm on frequency now for the net here. Yeah, the Sunday night net. I was too tired when I got home yesterday. Then I got home, get all my clothes out of the trailer, out of my utility trailer. I got a box in the back. I throw my clothes and stuff and get them all downstairs, get them in the laundry. By about 10 o'clock, I was in the chair asleep in the basement, so I went ahead and called it a night and went to bed. So, okay, Rob, I'll be honest for a second. Go around and talk way too much. I had to back to yours still here, Ron. KC8YVF. KC8SDL, take it away, Ron.
All right, Rob, thanks for checking in this evening. And, good on the train situation and that. And all the other things, all the other information, so thank you very much there. Just one other thing I just noticed, I turned on my ham clock display here, and there was an update. So it looks like I'd missed one or two. It was at, I think, 4:03 at some point, and then 4:04, 4:05, and now it's 4:06. So if you've got a ham clock, you may want to, I haven't looked at it lately, you may want to check there as an update for it up to 4.06. So. All right, get back to my list here. Next up on the list, we have Dave, WADW, standby NADUI. Good evening, Dave.
KC8YVF, WADW. Real good there, Ron. Yeah, not a whole lot going on. We did make a trip up to Aubrey on Friday, and we just through the day, and then it came home. A lot of stuff going on here, trying to get stuff taken care of, so sort of a busy time of year right now. Normally try and hold the stuff off that we're doing right now for the winter time, but everything seems to be hitting right now, so we're on the busy side. Haven't done any radio stuff. I'm going to try and do a little bit of the North American QSO party. It's a sideband. Normally I don't do sideband, but I'm on few things I want to play around with the 7610 with the voice keyer in that and see how that works and do a little playing around there. So I'm planning on doing some of that. That's about all I got right now, Ron, and we'll be here for the 73 round. KC8YVF, WAPW.
All right, Dave, sounds good. And while you were doing that, I switched over to my backup radio, and disconnected some cables and that. I got a fairly high SWR on this radio that I have right now. So if you stand by, I'm going to switch to my backup. I'm not sure what's going on. I disconnected the cables and reseated them, but that didn't seem to work. So stand by for a moment.